The following commentary is from Bloomberg Opinion.
Hoarding chloroquine won't cure coronavirus. I'm Max Neeson, a columnist for Bloomberg Opinion. We need treatments to help stem coronavirus, but urgency and evidence need to be balanced. President Trump's cheerleading of chloroquine and derivative hydroxychloroquine, older malaria drugs with a mixed record in COVID-19, is arguably dangerous. People are reportedly poisoning themselves via self-administration and hoarding it, making prudent evaluation more difficult. But sitting on medicines that might help is also a mistake. New vaccines are far away, and inaction has a human cost. A potential solution is innovation, not just in repurposing old drugs, but in how we test them. The sooner we generate more data, the better. Traditional trials are run without deviation from an initial plan and only analyzed once all data is ready. It's a robust but inflexible process. Newer adaptive trials can use data from ongoing experiments to count out treatments that aren't working and add new arms based on emerging evidence. Well-run adaptive trials can be smaller, faster, and more ethical and are well-suited to this moment. The WHO is starting a large trial of this type, testing multiple coronavirus approaches alongside hydroxychloroquine. It's a good blueprint that should inform further studies to broaden access, answer emerging questions, and examine treatments the WHO didn't include. It would be best if the president supported responsible efforts to speed development behind the scenes rather than behind the podium. I'm Max Neeson. For more opinion, please go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPIN Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.